I think it was a very productive year for us. We were very successful with our small structures tax, being able to replace structures from all around the county, working with the special road districts and municipalities to address, identify the needs, and then address those. And to date, we've built over 77 structures with that. And right now, we're developing the priorities to do during this construction season, and we'll be implementing those in place. We're stretching that money out as much as we can. We can do some things with our own crews, but they have a limited amount of time and a limited amount of equipment. So last year we utilized a private contractor and went out for bids on that and felt like we got good value out of that and were able to get more projects done that really needed to be done. So I think that's something we're looking at into the future too as well. There's a place for each one.
One big thing that kind of ended last year was the announcement that MU Healthcare and SSM were ending exclusive negotiations for transfer of ownership. I think that expires at some point this week. That's a huge concern, keeping a hospital here in Mexico. Are there things that the commission is working towards to get a potential buyer or keep SSM here?
You know, there that's that is probably the number one concern we have, and right now we're working with a group of concerned citizens. We have a committee formed, and under the exclusive agreement, we were largely kept on the outside. That agreement was with MU Health, was for both the Audrain Medical Center location and the Jeff City one. Unfortunately, a group of doctors, the Jeff City Medical Group, and Jeff City was adamantly opposed to that for their community, which kind of left our community in a lurch. And we were very disappointed in that. I think actually now there's going to be new proposals put out there. I believe that there will be the opportunity for anybody that's interested in this facility to work with them on it as a single out location or still jointly. I think it gives us a golden opportunity as a community to get very, very involved in this process. We are working with SSM to say, hey, let us in. We can be a help. Let us define what type of health services we want here in our community. And so we're looking at this as an opportunity to reinsert the community back into this process.
No doubt about it, and we'll definitely keep our eye on that as that unfolds here in 2020. April general election will be on the 2nd of April. I believe there is a use tax that is going to be on there for the county. Is that right?
Yes, we have debated this over the last few years. There's been talk at the federal level to enact that, and that would grandfather the counties in and the local municipalities. That has not happened. Last year, the General Assembly took a couple of stabs at it and still didn't get that done. The large fact that remains in this is that more and more people now are buying goods and services online. And in Missouri, if you do not have a local option use tax, sales tax for local municipalities and counties are not collected on that. There was a Supreme Court decision a couple years ago that allowed that, and all but two states have been able to get that accomplished since then. Unfortunately, Missouri is one of those two states. So in discussions with the municipalities in the county, we are all going to be having this ballot language on the April ballot. And while it's difficult to understand, to me, it's very, very simple. In Missouri, the way taxation is handled through the Hancock Amendment that was done in the 80s is that if sales tax revenues increase, property taxes go down. And vice versa. If sales tax revenues decline, property taxes can be rolled up, and that's a formula done by the state auditor's office every year when we look at our collections. We have seen our sales tax be flat to down a little bit this year. The City of Mexico's on a fiscal year, and so October 31, they were showing they were down over 2%. So what that means is next year the property taxes will be higher in the City of Mexico because we are held at revenue neutral through the Hancock Amendment. So what this is doing is making sure that we're not shifting the burden of taxes. We'll be out doing a lot of trying to do a lot of education on this. Please, if you have questions, call the county commission, call the city manager. Talk if you have groups that you'd like people to come and talk to about this and explain this difficult issue. We'd be happy to do that and offer ourselves up that at any time. But we're going to continue to get information out about what this really means.
Absolutely. 2020 legislative session getting ready to begin. Are there any proposed bills that you'll be keeping an eye on that you've heard about that may impact Audrain County?
Well, yeah, there's several out there. There's been talk of doing away with personal property tax. Once again, under Hancock, if personal property taxes are done away with, that is going to be shifted most likely to property taxes. And so that's something we're very concerned about. We would like to see some changes made addressing the Wayfair decision, talking about internet sales tax from the state level. Locally, Representative Hayden has worked really hard with the local municipalities on some changes in their wastewater permitting that they are really, really struggling with now. And, there'll be so many other things that come up during the session that we'll be monitoring closely. Anything that has to do with county government is very, very important to us and all the agencies we represent.
Indeed. I know tomorrow is the governor's prayer breakfast in Jefferson City. Do we do anything like that around Mexico? A couple of years ago, Governor Greitens was in town.
That's always in the spring when it's the National Day of Prayer and the local churches get together and do that for our local officials. And it's really well attended and it's an awesome event. The governor's prayer breakfast is always important and most of the legislators will be there, and it's kind of the kickoff to the legislative session. Everybody's agreeing on that day. After that, it may not be that case.
It may not be agreeable with everybody. Dr. Ben Carson will be there, featured keynote speaker, if I can get that out. So that'll be something interesting to look at as well. And anything else you want to touch on this morning, or we kind of covered everything?
Well, we're wrapping up our budgeting process right now, and that's a time in November where elected officials come in and report on what they've done in the past year, and we try to address the needs they have for the next year. And it's a lengthy process. We, by statute, have to have a budget approved by the 1st of February. We'll have that budget out here in the next week or so and have 10 days for public comment, and then we'll hold a public hearing on it. But always important to try and craft a budget that meets the needs of all of our different offices and our employees and does the business of the county. And so we take that duty very, very seriously.
As far as the finances for Audrain County, how would you assess those over the last couple of years?
The state of Audrain County is in excellent financial health. That is because our other elected officials and department heads are very careful with their budgets. And, it's a pleasure getting to work with a group of people that care that much and take great pride in stretching dollars as far as they can.